When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we would like to see come to the game. And guys, there is no end to the things that the community wants to see come to the game. So if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, be that Apple Podcasts or even Spotify, whatever you listen to podcasts on. And if you really, really enjoy listening to it, why don't you share it with a friend who also might enjoy Dig Straight Down? Maybe you've got a friend that you play Minecraft with, and y'all like to talk about ideas for Minecraft updates, or maybe you like to theorize on upcoming updates, all of that kind of stuff. If you've got a buddy who's interested in that, they will probably be interested in the things we talk about on this podcast. We are starting a new week here, and guys, last week I kind of ended on a flat note because the weekend kind of got out of hand, and I was not able to do my planned recording for Friday. On Friday episodes, I usually do something special, and I read the winning ideas for the one block challenge last week. That did not pan out, and I am sorry for that, but I said last week that I was going to plan on picking up the slack in today's episode. So here's what we're going to do. Instead of the normal Q&A segment that we would start off an episode with, we're going to get into the winners from last week's one block challenge. If you're unfamiliar with what the one block challenge is, don't worry about it. All the description and all the details are in the show notes of this episode, so go check that out. It's basically a weekly challenge that I give my audience to come up with an idea for a single block to add to Minecraft around a certain theme. And then on the Friday episode, I will read the three top ideas that I thought were the best ones. So we're going to go ahead and do that for this past week's One Block Challenge winners. In third place, we have Kalos Veta, and they write, "Here is my floating One Block Challenge submission." By the way, the theme for last week was floating. The name of this block is Floating Lantern. It can be crafted by using two shulker shells and an end rod, similar to a shulker box with the end rod replacing the chest. When placed on the ground, it would look similar to a shulker box, but once tapped, it will float into the air 10 blocks. Once it reaches 10 blocks, it will bob up and down in a range of one block. It can be redstone activated, and a light sensor can be placed on top of it. However, it will not float with anything heavier than a full block or a player. All right, so this is a very cool idea for a block. One, I can picture using this as some sort of signal. So again, this is redstone activated. So this could be an automated thing. It could be sitting there until somehow remotely triggered, and then it starts floating up to 10 blocks as some sort of signal. Imagine putting this in your mega farm area. So to signal you when something goes wrong with a farm, you can look and you can say, "Oh, what the bamboo farm lantern is glowing. The alarm has gone off. Something's wrong. I gotta go fix that issue." Or maybe this could be associated with traps. Maybe you have a trap on a PvP server, and once that trap is activated, the redstone or the floating lantern goes bobbing up in the air, and you see, hey, the trap worked. Or maybe this could be a security measure. You could have this attached to your door somehow, so that when a door opens, the lantern starts floating, and you realize, hey, someone or something has entered into the base. There are a multitude of uses for this, and I like, too, that it can carry blocks with it up into the air as well, so you can put a daylight sensor on it. It'll actually carry the daylight sensor up into the air with it, as long as it's not a full block or a player. I'm wondering if this would work with small mobs like frogs and rabbits and things like that. That might be interesting. But regardless, I think this is a very unique idea for a block and has a lot of uses being redstone activated. And could also look really, really cool in builds. So I like this idea a lot. This is third place. Congratulations, Kalos, on coming in third place. In second place, we have Silas, and they write, actually, this is a collaboration between Silas and Mason. And their idea is the geyser. This block can be crafted using 4 mud bricks, 4 stone, and a water bucket. This block can also be found in all cold biomes. When a heat source, like a lava cauldron, blazes, etc., is placed beneath this block, a fountain of water blasts out of the top. Any mob or item in the water is pushed up and kept there unless they move under different forces. As long as the heat source stays under the block, the geyser will keep spewing water. If the heat source is removed, the fountain shrinks down until it is gone. All right, great idea here. And one of the things I love about this idea is that, again, it can be automated. I can imagine you can have a magma block under the geyser block being moved around with pistons. Maybe this can be something on a timer. Maybe this can be something that is triggered remotely. But I really, really love this idea for its potential. It could have trap potential. You can move items around with it. There's so many things going on with this. I think that it has a lot of potential for a lot of different uses. Again, being able to be remotely triggered is a great thing as well. This would just be something that I would like to see even happen naturally in the world. Maybe there are geysers that you can find, again, like in these cold biomes, maybe in the tundra, to kind of give us a Iceland kind of vibe. I really like this idea a lot. So thank you so much, Silas and Mason, and congratulations on coming in second place. Next, we have Ryan Darkstormer in first place, and they write, my submission for the floating one block challenge is the vent block. It can be crafted with 3 iron ingots on the bottom, 1 echo shard, 4 cobblestone, and 1 redstone. It can produce a draft wherever it is facing when a redstone current is applied to it. Players could hop in this draft to ride it. This could make transportation much easier. All right, so I'm already seeing how this could be really, really cool. You can use this as transportation. So imagine getting into some sort of pipe system in your base or maybe in a city, and these vents basically just blow you along a certain area to take you from one place to another. This could make elevators a lot more interesting, so that instead of just going up and down, they're actually going sideways as well. You can use this, I imagine, to move items around as well. So maybe this could be a way to do away with water streams in your item inventory management. I could see a lot of really good uses for this, and also for elytra use as well. Maybe this could be a way to automate a launching with elytra. And I imagine this could have some interesting uses with the mace and the wind charges in the new upcoming updates. So I really like this idea a lot. Thank you for the idea, Ryan, and congratulations on coming in first place. All right, guys, this is normally where I would say, if you want your ideas to be read out on the show, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can go to Discord and do it there as well. So I'm going to just encourage you to do that. I'm going to pick up with the Q&A segment in next episode tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. But if you're interested in taking part in the One Block Challenge, the Discord is one of the best places to do it, so go on over to the Discord, and the link is in the description below. Like one of these ideas were worked between two people, you could also do that on the Discord. You could collaborate with another person on the Discord for a chance to win the one block challenge for this week. This week's theme is random or randomness. That doesn't mean the theme is random. The theme isn't whatever you want, but the block has to have something to do with randomness. So go ahead and be working on that and send it to me before this Wednesday or at this Wednesday on the latest for a chance to be one of the three winners in Friday's episode. All right, guys, with that all said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. I have so much to talk about and not enough time to talk about it, so I'm just going to hit the high points, all right? So last week, we had a snapshot that was essentially an update in and of itself. It took so many of the features that were introduced for 1.21 and just elevated it to the next level. So instead of going over every single point on the snapshot article, I'm going to link that into the description of this episode, so go check it out. I'm just going to hit the high points and react to them as I go. So first of all, we have some changes to the mace, some changes to the trial chambers, and we had the new ominous events. So very, very interesting. So first of all, let's talk about the mace. The mace weapon has been overhauled and has been both debuffed and buffed incredibly. And so here's how. So we have new unique enchantments for the mace. And this is something that I was hoping that we would see eventually. The mace was in desperate need of enchantments. Now, first of all, existing enchantments can be added to the mace now, whereas they could not be before. So existing enchantments that you can put on your mace are Unbreaking and Mending, the two classics that you'll need, Smite and Bane of Arthropods, which I would argue are fairly useless, and it's whatever. There's also Fire Aspect, which would be a really, really cool one to have on your mace, to be honest. I think Fire Aspect would be really, really good for that close-up combat where you're not really doing smash attacks as much. And then, of course, Curse of Vanishing if you want to be a weirdo. So those three, those existing enchantments can be applied to the mace, but we do have unique enchantments for the mace particularly, and these are very, very fun. So first of all, we have density, which increases falling damage. Now, density is going to be one of the best ones to have for the mace. It's incredibly powerful on the mace, and honestly, it's just, you know, when you hit those smash attacks, it is going to make them all the more powerful. Breach is going to be a fun one as well. Breach gives your mace the ability to ignore a certain percentage of armor protection. So maybe not fully ignoring the armor protection of your enemy or your target, but I think up to 50%, if you have the highest level of breach on your mace, you can ignore a good chunk of their armor. And last, but probably the most fun one, is Windburst. This one, when I saw it, I could not believe that they added it. This seems to be the one that puts the mace way over the top in power. Essentially, if you land an attack, basically you jump up, you do just a crit attack with your mace, a Windburst occurs and launches you up in the air so that you can chain smash attacks one after the other if you're really, really good at aiming and hitting those targets on the way down. So this is going to be one of those, this is basically Riptide, if you could just Riptide no matter what. This is going to be one of those enchantments that is going to be very, very highly sought after, even if someone is not part of the PvP community. If you are going to use the mace, you're going to want to have Windburst. This is going to be the enchantment that is probably the most fun enchantment to have outside of channeling during a thunderstorm. I'm just going to say it is probably going to be one of the most highly sought after enchantments for the mace. I'm not sure which one is going to be the most popular one. Density seems to be the most practical, but Windburst is definitely the most fun. So I'm very excited for the mace. I think it's shaping up to be quite good. They did decrease the amount of base damage that is added to it in a smash attack, but these enchantments more than make up for that debuff. Next, we have the new ominous effect, the ominous, I don't know what you call them, events, I guess. You no longer get the ominous effect, bad omen, from killing a raid captain. When you kill a raid captain, you have a chance to get an ominous bottle. This is essentially a potion that when you drink it, you get the bad omen effect. When you have the bad omen effect, you walk into a village, it transforms into the ominous raid effect, I believe it is. And you have a cooldown to take care of that and get rid of it before a raid happens. So there's been a massive nerf to raid farms, although I will say raid farms have not been killed outright. It's just very, very different way to set them up now. So that's something to keep in mind if you have raid farms. You're going to have to reconfigure them to fit this new ominous system. But also, if you have the bad omen effect and you go into a trial chambers, trial spawners are going to change because you have that effect. So if you have the bad omen effect, you go into a trial chamber, trial spawners will change into ominous trial spawners. And these essentially up the difficulty by a wide margin. It spawns more mobs, more difficult mobs, and also spawns effects like potion effects at random during your battle. So that's going to be something that you're going to want to look into when you get into the trial chamber. You're going to really unlock the most potential out of a trial chamber if you have the bad omen effect, because ominous vaults also, a vault is just going to change from a normal trial vault into an ominous vault. And they're going to have the most valuable loot, including the heavy core. The heavy core is now going to be locked behind these ominous vaults, this ominous effect. And so the mace is now even more rare than it was before. So that's going to be something to definitely keep in mind. When you're talking about how overpowered the mace is, consider just how difficult it is to get it in the first place. All right, so to go along with the ominous trials, there are 6 new status effects that can be afflicted to both players and mobs. So one of these is wind charge that creates gusts of wind on death. So this can be applied to mobs. When you kill the mob, it creates a gust of wind that blows things back. There's oozing that spawns slimes once a mob has been killed with this effect. There's also infected that has a chance to spawn silverfish. There is also an effect that has a chance to spawn cobweb blocks upon death as well. So again, I'm just hitting the high notes. All of the details are going to be in the link in the description, so go check it out. The snapshot is quite a lengthy one, but again, a very, very game-changing one, and I am very impressed with this. I think that this concludes the new features being announced for this update. It doesn't mean that the features that have been announced will no longer undergo changes. I think that we probably will see a change in the model for the mace, because a lot of people don't like the 2D sort of sprite model that it has. They want it to have more of a 3D kind of thing. So I imagine we're going to go see that. We're probably going to see some more balancing to the trial chambers, to the mace in general. But this kind of really brings us to the end of the new features for 1.21. So that is interesting to see the scope of this update. I think it's quite a good update, but probably one of the harder ones to sort of see the theme of. They called it a tinkering and combat update. And I kind of see both of those, but not in the way that I thought it was going to. And there are still some things in that I feel are missing from this update, especially when it comes to changes to existing combat features. I'm a little disappointed that we did not see those. But again, we still might. They just said that this is the end of the new features, but they didn't say that this is the end of tweaks to existing features. So we might see some changes to existing combat features, but this might be it. But regardless, that brings us to the end of this episode. Please send me your ideas, your questions, and comments to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.